Welcome to My Thoughts and Studies. I'm your host, Gabrielle. This episode is going to be an audio journal of sorts. I'm going to be speaking to religious people who don't really believe what God has to say, and to those who just don't believe at all. First, I want to say that God has the power to save anyone. God is not unforgiving like we are, and he will extend his loving kindness and tender mercies to whomsoever he will. He does not need our permission. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. So, how can a person who is an addict, a liar, or a thief, or an adulterer, or a fornicator, or homosexual, or a murderer, or an alcoholic, or a devil worshiper, or an unbeliever, be freed from the slavery and bondage of sin, you ask? Through the power of God. You see, people who don't believe in the power of God cannot understand how those who are born again can live without being a slave to sin, because they themselves are in bondage. Unbelieving people cannot in their own strength escape the beck and call of sin and the flesh. They must lie, they must steal, they must practice sexual immorality, they must kill. Through their own unbelief, they are without God. Therefore, they are under the authority of Satan. And that's a scary thing. In 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26, thus saith the Lord, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So we see that the unbeliever, whether they be religious matters not, cannot find repentance to acknowledge the truth of God's word and power unless the Lord facilitates it. God has to do the work. We are sinners who cannot redeem ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And because unbelief leaves one without the Spirit of God, they are unprotected from being taken captive by Satan at his will. The Bible says so in 2 Timothy 2:26, which we just read. And I'll read it again. It says that, you know, the servant of the Lord must not strive, yada, yada, yada. And it says, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledging of the truth. And then later on, it says, you know, well, I just read it. It says, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So, there you have it. So, it's no wonder that the unbelieving don't believe it when I testify that it is because of God that I don't practice lying. It is because of God that I don't practice stealing. It is because of God that I don't practice harboring ill will toward other people in an attempt to harm them. It is because of God that I don't practice alcoholism. It is because of God that I don't practice sexual immorality. The power of God has changed the desires of my heart, and that is what people see. Now, to the religious person who prays, reads the Bible, goes to church every Sunday, and yet does not believe that God can change people, I would ask, what are you doing? If you don't believe that God has the power to help you or to transform you, then why are you wasting your time? Why do you claim to worship Him? Why do you claim to be a Christian if you don't believe? And yes, you are certainly wasting your time trying to work your way to heaven, as it is written in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace, that's God's unmerited favor. We can't do anything to merit it or earn it. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And again, in Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we may be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And again, in Romans 2:13, for not the hearers of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. So I'm going to go over those verses and read them again from a religious person's perspective, a religious person who doesn't believe what God has to say and is practicing a work salvation and is trying to get to heaven on their own merits. Okay, so by Ephesians 2:8-9, for by good works are ye saved through doing it yourself. It is not the gift of God. You got to work for it and earn for it and treat life like a competition and be better than other people. No, it does not say that. No, it says knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. It doesn't say for by going to church are you saved. No. And then that going to church verse, I know about that verse. It doesn't even say church. It's a very vague verse and it's ambiguous, open to interpretation. Forsake not the gathering of yourselves together as the manner of some is. You know, let me touch on that. So, forsake not the gathering of yourselves as the manner of some is. That's the vague verse that people want to say, oh, if you don't go to church, you're not saved and yada, yada, yada. So it says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. Okay, so if I go to church and there's all these unbelievers in the church and I'm not supposed to forsake the gathering of myself together with other believers, then why am I in the church with all these unbelievers? The only reason for me to go to a church that's just full of heresy and unbelief is to show myself as a living witness of the power of God. That church would not be able to serve me. I would be there to serve that church. And I mean, just gathering together with other people, that's not salvation. It's not going to save anybody. Anybody can go to church. It's something that we can do in the flesh. It can be done not even in the spirit. You know, it's just something. It's a man-made thing. I mean, yes, God requires the body of Christ.